Cookie Monster.
Well, well, well.
Three wells.
Me no know you play piano that good.
Of course.
Oh, do me a favor. Look, me found terrific song. It's all about food. Yeah, would you play piano and me sing it? Here, your song. Yeah. Boy, not like that. Here, like paper say, okay? Real jumpy.
Ah, very good.
It's all about food.
I will count the notes. 88 wonderful piano notes. Sing it, Cookie Monster.
Okay. If we knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
One cake.
Bake the cake.
Two cakes.
Bake the cake.
Three cakes.
If we knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
Four cakes.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Three, how'd you do?
If you dropped me a letter, me would hire a band.
One band.
Hire a band.
Two bands.
Hire a band.
Three bands.
If you dropped me a letter, me to hire a band.
Four bands.
And spread the welcome mat for you.
Thank you very much.
Now me don't know where you came from.
Over there.
And me don't know where you've been.
I've been counting.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your bladder and dig, dig, dig right in.
Three digs.
If me knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
One cake.
Bake the cake.
Two cakes.
Bake the cake.
Three
cakes. If me knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
Four cakes.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Three more how'd you do?
Now me don't know where you come from.
I told you over there.
And me don't know where you've been.
Counting, of course.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your bladder and dig, dig, dig right in.
Three wonderful digs.
If me knew you were coming, me to bake the cake. Bake the cake.
That's two cakes.
Bake the cake.
That's three.
If we knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
Four.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Yeah. Three more. How'd you
how'd
do?
How'd you do? How'd
that's
you do?
A nine.
How'd you do?
That's a 12. How'd you do?
How'd you do?
That's 13. 14.
How'd you do?
15. How'd you do?
Oh, you terrific piano player.
Oh, thank you very much.
Me so good, me deserve cookie. I rub them.
A little dinner music.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti. Night!
Ryan.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen,
where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high
with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket and a Navajo wool.
There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Now folks come by around evening time as soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Pick it.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that'll never hold. Oh,
there's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot.
There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot.
There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Now they don't allow no frowns inside, leave them by the door. There's apple brandy by the keg
and sawdust on the floor.
So if you've got a hankering, I'll tell you where to go.
Just look for the busted neon sign that flashes
E-A-O's.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove.
There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot.
There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot.
There's sausage in the morning and a party every night.
There's a nurse on duty if you don't feel right.
There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace.
There's
always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Side by side, I know that we won't make a fuss when a couple share the table with us. They're only having coffee and pie, so we'll soon be alone, you and I. I'll write on my paper napkin as I hide a shy little grin, but you'll see the words "I love you" when I wipe the gravy off my chin. Our little secret will be out when the diners hear me proudly shout, make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you. When the diners hear me proudly shout, make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you, you, only you.
Mm-hmm.
to a cafe in old Chinatown. I found me a table and then I sat down. They brought me a menu with writing so neat, filled up with goodies that I couldn't eat. They brought me two chopsticks for feeding my face, no knife and no fork, not a spoon in the place. I gave them two chopsticks and the old college try, stuck one in my right ear and one in my eye. Fried lice and chop suey and chicken chow mein, that sweet and sour pork gave me Chinese tomaine. I ate like a pig, I was stuffed to my chin, but 10 minutes later I'm hungry again. I tried bird nest soup, it was tasty no doubt, but why don't they wait till the birds have moved out? I tasted the egg in the foo that they brung, it might be egg foo, but it sure wasn't young. Said in letters so high, no human hand touches the food that you buy. I peeped in the kitchen and then I could see the chef ain't a man, he's a big chimpanzee. They serve fortune cookies instead of dessert. When I read my fortune, my feelings were hurt. I looked at the message, then I shed a tear. It said, you're a sucker for eating in here.
You're the one. You are the only reason. You're the one. We take pride in pleasing. Your wild McDonald's is the same from town to town. You're why you can depend on us. Never let you down. You're the one that we've been looking for. You're the one. We've got it cooking for. Your wild prices are low, 'cause you deserve a break today. At McDonald's, we do it all for you. We do it all for you. We do.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
Rock over London, rock Rock on, Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my wall-polling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid, I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Like a nice tune, you forced to.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, no matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefili, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
On my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger, perchance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest-Bleu, Boursin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps.
Ah, we have camembert, yes, sir.
You do?
Excellent. Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
She, sir.
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale?
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella,
no.
Pepper crema,
no.
Danish bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much call for it round here, sir.
Not much call. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir. No.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about Limbo, sir.
Is it worth it?
Could be.
Have you... Shut that bloody bazooki up!
Told you so.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me...
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a senseless waste of human life.
What you're cooking for victuals, Granny? What you're cooking for victuals, Granny? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried bits, dried bits. Skinny and white bits, hog belly, frog belly, cooked a nice possum jelly. That's what's a cooking in my pot.
Doggies.
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
What else have we got?
What do you
we're eating for victuals, Granny.
What we're eating for victuals, Granny.
We's a-starving, what else have you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, are you looking, Granny?
Yeah, I see fish.
Fish? Doggy, what kind of fish?
Catfish, that fish. There's a real delicious fish. Stiff squirrel, stuffed squirrel, tender and tough squirrel. Goose eggs, loose eggs, and I'll introduce eggs that you never ate before.
She fainted.
Granny, hurry up with the vittles. Miss Drysdale turned green and fainted for your good cooking.
Yeah, Granny, tell us more. Makes my mouth water.
What we're eating for vittles, Granny? What we're eating for vittles, Granny? We're plum hungry. What do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ooh, I see gizzards.
Gizzards? Doggies. Double doggies. What kind of gizzards?
Gizzards chopped up in gravy and they're sopped up. Black-eyed peas fried and a little hook high. Hot beaver, cold beaver, young and very old beaver. That's what's a-stewing in my pot.
That's what we eat. That's what we eat.
That's what we eat.
The very best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the food fair will be leaving in approximately 5 minutes' time. If you want to be healthy and have a happy long life, please jump the ball.
No, I've never been on the food train before.
Well, it's really, really nice. They give you all this special healthy food. They give you fruit and veg. And they give you really, really lovely homemade organic chocolate.
I'm going to get on the food train.
Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Choo-choo, 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 choo-choo. Think about all the things you put into your tummy. There are many things that you have not yet tried, they're yummy. You've got to keep a balance of all the things you eat. Don't fill up your belly with too many sugary treats.
Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Choo-choo, 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 choo-choo. Choo-choo, choo-choo. Eat your fruit and veg, it's gotta be 5 a day. Gives you the energy to think, work hard and play. Exercise and move your body and don't you get too lazy. Get outside, get active and don't go TV crazy.
Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train.
When you're out food shopping, there's one thing you must do.
One thing.
Check all the labels. Is it good for you?
Is it?
Educate yourself about all the hidden nasties. Always make good choices to keep your body healthy.
Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train. Good food, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train. Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train. Get on the good, get on the good, get on the good food train.
Mommy, I'm gonna eat all my fruit and
chicken lips. Mmm, pig knees. And grasshopper toes.
Pops them up like no one can. You got 5 pennies in your hand.
Yeah, man.
We'll give it to the popcorn man.
See him here, see him there, see him most everywhere. At the old county fair, they all love the popcorn man. As they pop to the sky, he sings this lullaby. Good for boys and good for men. Makes old maids like girls again. Pops them up, he won't stop. Pops them up till they drop. Oh, Papa, how he can pop. Talking about the popping of the popcorn man. Pop up another bag of popcorn. Oh, would you like some Cracker Jack? Jack.
Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, How my mouth does drip potato chips. Oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Fat bag of crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. I crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, or a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
All right, let's sit back for a few minutes and let all the appetizers digest till we can get on with the main meal here. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the 2016 KBC Radio Bitslap Thanksgiving Dinner, an annual tradition here at Addlewood. Stems from back in New Jersey when we used to always have our community, you know, all of us friends would get together a week before Thanksgiving. Those are the good old days. So they're gone now, but let's get you up to date with the menu here. We started with the Muppets, of course, Cookie Monster, and the Count, If I Knew You Were Coming. Dinner with Drac, of course, the late beloved John Zacherle. John died right before Halloween at the age of 98, and there are no shoes to be filled because it can't be done. We heard from the Folksmen. That was Old Joe's Place. The Folksmen were the mythical folk band in Christopher Guest's movie A Mighty Wind. Perhaps you remember that. If you hadn't seen it, you should. What the hell? In a cafeteria with you was a couple of guys named Alan Davis, Earl Brown, and Joe Pryor. I know nothing about them at all. Homer and Jethro, the Chowhound's Lament. We heard a vintage Peggy Lee McDonald's commercial. The Rock and Roll McDonald's was Wesley Willis. Wesley, of course, diagnosed with schizophrenia and died in 2003. But he left us quite a lot of fun music. The Cheese Shop from Monty Python. Vittles was Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. You knew that. That was Irene Ryan, of course. The Musical Playground, that was the Good Food Train. Get on the Good Food Train and stay away from that GMO crap. A La Carte was James Call Me Red Holloway. The Popcorn Man was the Toon Twisters. And then we heard from Slim Gaylord, Potato Chips. Yes, Potato Chips. And then Animal Crackers from the John Wagner Foundation. All right, so we got some of the heavy food coming up. I hope you have left room. If not, you can use the bathroom over there and make room. I don't suggest that. I'm sorry. So anyway, I will be back in just a few minutes. I want to remind you that... I don't want to remind you of anything. Just go ahead and eat, all right?
like your cousin Luigi. Luigi, Luigi, capisce Paisan, capisce Paisan, capisce Paisan. La lasagna, la lasagna, la lasagna, la lasagna.
No burritos, just tacos, no. 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 No, 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 no.
Can I have a burrito?
No.
Can I have an enchilada?
No.
One fajita and two quesadillas?
No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No enchiladas, no tostadas, no quesadillas, only tacos. No burritos, just tacos, no. No burritos, just tacos, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Sala bella colita. Sala bella colita. La bella colita. Americano está bailando. Peruviano está bailando. Nicaragüense está bailando. Never Herve está bailando. No burritos, just tacos, no. 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 No enchiladas, no quesadillas, no fajitas, no tostadas. Niente. ¡Ole tacos! A la bella colita, a la bella colita, a la bella colita, a la bella colita. No burritos, just tacos, no. No burritos, just tacos, no. Can I get a cheeseburger?
No.
Can I get a
No.
Can I get anything?
No, no,
only tacos?
No, 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 tacos.
No burritos, just tacos, no. No burritos, just tacos, no. Only tacos, only tacos, only tacos, only tacos.
Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos. Salsa rata tacos.
If you like Hungarian food, they have a goulash, which is very good. Or if you wish a dish that's Chinese, somewhere down in column B, there's lobster Cantonese. Enchiladas, that's what people eat in Mexico. Shish kebab is skewered in Armenia, you know. Then there's blubber, the favorite of the frigid Eskimo. Such delicious dishes, no matter where you go. Chicken cacciatore is Italian. Kangaroo souffle must be Australian. Mutton chops are definitely British. Chicken soup undoubtedly is Yiddish. Pumpernickel comes from Lithuania. Hansenpfeffer comes from Pennsylvania. Wiener schnitzel's Austrian or German. Kindly pass the sauerbraten, Herman. Borscht is what they're eating in the Soviet. Wait, I think we've got some on the stove yet. See the mouse underneath the jungle sky. Jolly mouse eating missionary pie. Frenchmen eat a lot of bouillabaisse there. Dutchmen eat a sauce called hollandaise there. Smorgasbord in Sweden is the winner. In America, it's TV dinner. So there you have one food from each land. Each one delicious, each one simply grand. Mix them all up in one big mishmash. And what have you got? Hungarian goulash. Hey!
Oh, blimey, it's brisk out. What's for dinner, Charles?
Hot corned beef, sir.
Hot corned beef?
Have you gone daft, Charles? Never heard of hot corned beef.
Begging your pardon, sir. You can serve Erford brand corned beef in a number of delightful hot dishes. Tonight we're having Erford omelette. Very tasty, sir, and economical, too.
Hot Erford brand corned beef. I dare say you've gone a bit balmy. I say, this is a bit of all right.
Oh, not all right, sir. Erford brand corned beef, served hot.
I drive a truck from Baton Rouge to Houston, and I get mighty hungry all the way. But I don't slow down for truck stops, and I look out for the law, and I don't even stop for the scales. 'Cause there's a little woman waits for me in Houston. She cooks a recipe I really like. She uses canned tomatoes, ground beef and onions too, and she mixes it all up with a cup of rice. She takes the ground beef and onions and some nice green pepper, and she puts them in a pan and cooks them till they're really looking great. And then she mixes them together with a little chili pepper, tomatoes and some salt. Then she puts it in the oven and lets it bake. By the time she hears fire breaks in the front yard, she's got that Houston hash all nice and brown. 'Cause she knows I've got a craving, all the hunger I've been saving, and I'd almost risk a crash for Houston hash. Yes, I'd almost risk a crash for Houston hash.
Exotic Chongqing Chow Mein. So crisp, so succulent, you'll want it every night of the week.
Just a minute there. You can't expect people to eat Chongqing Chow Mein every night of the week.
Why not?
Well, I mean, wouldn't that get a little tiresome? You wouldn't expect Chinese people to eat American food every night, would you? Like hot dogs?
Well, here comes an ancient Chinese gentleman now. We'll ask him. Hello.
Hello.
What did you have to eat last Monday?
Hot dog.
Last Tuesday?
Hot dog.
Wednesday?
Hot dog.
Thursday?
Hot dog.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Well, I guess that takes care. Yes?
You pay me $2, please.
Later. Well, I guess we'd better sing, huh?
I dare say.
95% of the people in the USA are gonna love Chongqing Chow Mein once they give it a try.
Hot.
Will you forget it?
Little man, he walked up and down to find an eating place in the town. He looked that menu through and through just to see what a dollar bill might do. Hey, one meatball, just one meatball, one meatball. All he could get was this one meatball. Told the waiter so near at hand the simple dinner that he had planned. The guests were startled one and all just to hear the waiter so loudly call. Hey, one meatball. Yeah, one meatball. Just one meatball. This here duty wants a one meatball. Little man, he felt so ill at ease. He said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter hollered from way down the hall. You get no bread with your one meatball. Hey, one meatball. Yeah, one meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with your one meatball. Little man, he felt so very bad. One meatball is all that he had. And in his dreams he can still hear that call. You get no bread with your one meatball. Hey, one meatball. Yeah, one meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with your one meatball. Yeah, one meatball. One meatball and no spaghetti. You get no bread with your one meatball.
Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ain't two before a five, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood. Eat meat, filet mignon. Eat meat. All day long, eat a few T-bones till you get your fill. Eat a New York cut, hot off the grill. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood. Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes moo. Cows in the slaughterhouse yard, gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up, throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup. Saw a big brain of steer standing right over there, so I wrestled up a fire, cooked a medium rare. Barbecued his brisket, roasted his rump, fed my dogs with a brain of steer's hump. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
Cienega, answers to the name of Senor Vienega. Makes a living from fruit he sells. Up and down the thoroughfare he walks and yells. Avocado, avo, avo, avocado. When you stop and say to him how are tricks, or discuss a smattering of politics, if you seek a reply astute, he will answer you and quote his favorite fruit.
food, avocado. Avocado. Senor Vienica is a thrifty man. Got his little family on the 5-year plan. He has children of varied size. When you want to know their names, then he replies.
Avocado.
Not mucho, huevo, hasta la vista, avocado. Avocado. There's a little driving across the way where he has a standing order every day. It's the dish Californians praise. Always find it hiding neath the mayonnaise. Avocado.
Avocado.
A la casanda avocado. A la caseta hate. A la pasquale cortando lawn company avocado. When a senorita comes passing by, Senor Vienica becomes extremely shy. He forgets that there's cash in it, and his tone is often somewhat passionate. Avocado. 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 Cinco centavos, amigo. Play again, please.
Hot nuts, hot nuts. Does anybody here want peanuts? Hot nuts, hot nuts. Come get them, folks, they're grand. Come and get your nuts from a peanut man. They're the kind of nuts that make a peanut stand. Hot nuts, hot nuts. Does anybody here want peanuts?
Yeah.
Here want peanuts.
Yeah, play it, little man.
Hot nuts, hot nuts. Does anybody here want peanuts? Hot nuts, hot nuts. Come get them folks, they're grand. Now the reason why the whistle blew, if you had hot nuts, you'd whistle too. Hot nuts, hot nuts. Does anybody here want peanuts?
With pie on the side, and a dinner will do just for you.
and gravy and cranberry sauce.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?
Now let me see if I understand you. The problem I think you said.
Oh my.
And maybe I'm often misconstrued. But babe, I'll never pull your leg.
Mercy.
Just don't know what to do with those hot salads and scrambled eggs. Calling again.
Quite stylish.
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. A world full of circles and those scrambled eggs. The blues is always calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're making me yah-yah. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. What do you do with tossed salads and scrambled eggs? A world full of circles and those scrambled eggs.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me ya-ya. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.
Okay, we're back. Some of you might wonder why I use background music when I'm doing my voiceover things here. Well, it covers a multitude of sins. For example, you cannot now hear the dryer that's going on downstairs. My wife is downstairs also making a racket in the kitchen, cooking some soup, which I've tasted. It's very good. But also, it covered up the fact that, I swear this is true, that there was automatic gunfire from across the river here. I swear to God. Probably less than a mile away, and I am talking machine guns, okay? Weird. I think the Trumpsters are getting ready for something. So before they get here, let's start with the second half of the menu. We started with the Evolution Control Committee, and that was breakfast. Lasagna was Weird Al Yankovic. The taco song, don't know who did that. Unable to find anything about that. Hungarian Goulash was, of course, Alan Sherman. Houston Hash came from something called Ricepies, a bunch of celebrity impersonators singing the glories of, I believe it was Minute Rice, a bunch of recipes. You heard Houston Hash there. Eat to the Beat, of course, was Blondie. Kraft Dinner was Annihilator. Cheese and Chicken and Cheerios was Big E Dude, one of my favorite combinations. One Meatball from Calvin Russell. The Right Reverend Horton Heat. That was, of course, Eat Steak. Avocado was the Andrew Sisters. And then we heard from the Tune Wranglers, Hot Peanuts. Seth's Web Domain. For some reason, I have a hard time saying that. Seth's Web Domain. That was Thanksgiving Turkey. And then Kelsey Grammer, Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about in that song, but it came out of the, of course, Frasier. All right? So, I got bad news for you all. Christmas is coming, and I've set aside, let's see, December 13th and December 20th, that's a month from today, as Christmas shows. Only two this year, because you know what? It's getting boring. I'm getting tired of Christmas stuff, and I know you are too. And by the time it gets here, it's just really unbearable. So we're only going to do two of those, plus I will put online the final, this is it this year, the final KBC Radio Christmas disc, which will be making its last appearance this year. I just can't keep up with that either. So I'll tell you what, you have a really good Thanksgiving. I will see you next week with some more smorgasbord of something. Stay warm and stay away from that gunfire.
Young Derek would love to take my order.
Hi.
He works at the coffee shop just up the street.
Morning.
He's happy and annoying with a smirk the size of Texas. He's my coffee enemy.
Would you like a mochaccino? Or perhaps a cappuccino? Or maybe a frappuccino?
Said Derek wearing the chinos. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Toast on the spoon stands up, just a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Give me a friggin' cup of coffee, Derek.
You should try our biscotti or a low-cal cabbage cookie. This muffin's only $3.50, and what's super green is that it's fat-free.
Don't want to smell like an espresso.
It'd help
with your coffee-scented soap.
Well, maybe you should have some chai tea. Or maybe join me in some Tai Chi. Come on!
All I really want is a coffee in a non-biodegradable cup. Just a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Give me a free cup of coffee. Oh, Derek, why won't you listen to me? I don't want a magazine or a CD. I don't want a latte or a frappe. I just want a coffee that doesn't taste crappy. All I really want is a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Give me a freaking cup of coffee. All I really want. All I really want.
Summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your blue girl, I guarantee I'll satisfy. I got cream sandwiches, Dixie cup, popsicle, and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your little girl, I guarantee I'll satisfy.
long, just about 11 o'clock. I used to come along just about 11 o'clock. Now if you let me cool you off this time, you'll be my regular star. I got all flavors, including pineapple too. I got all flavors, including pineapple too. Now one of my flavors, little girl, got to be just right for you.